It's Swordtail Cup Day at Coffs Harbour today, and Priscilla Looker's on the line. Priscilla, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Lovely day here in Coffs Harbour. I think the temperatures are meant to reach about 22 degrees, and the track looks in fantastic order.
Righto, let's take a look at the program, Priscilla. The first event is a maiden over 1,415 metres. Due at 12:45, the scratchings here at 3, Backhouse Frilly, as well as 5, Ash Fashion Icon. Now, with the fixed market here, the favourite at $1.70 is number 10, Yarranup Flyer. 11, Flag Raiser is at $4. 8, Night Terror is at $6.50. And then the next best in the market would be Too Lucky for Some, which is at
$8. 10, 8, 11 and 9. I'm with the 10 here, our favourite in Yarranup Flyer. She's a former Victorian filly. She's only had the one run for the Jim Jarvis Yard. That was at Grafton in the Big Maiden. She had a lovely run in behind the leader, and she was only beaten at 2.7 lengths. I thought she raced like she was looking for the 1,400, so she gets that today. She gets onto the home track, and she's drawn the inside. So Matthew McGarren to ride once again. I'm sure she'll take nice improvement off that first up run. The 8 in Night Terror, she's doing a good job, this filly. She's been mixing her form the last couple of runs, but I liked her effort at Grafton last start over the 1,400, and that was on a heavy track behind Rumbarella, and she just got held up from the 600 to the 400, but she charged late. She just missed the bob right on the line, so looks to find a nice race here. The 11, the Flag Raiser, he's had the one run for the Joanne Hardy Yard now. That was at Grafton, also behind Rumbarella. He was only beaten 3 lengths, and he was held up at the top of the straight. He had the Alter Course the last 200 metres. I thought he definitely should have finished closer. And the 9 in Sunset Ruby, she gets onto the home track today. Hasn't been far away of late. She should be at her peak fitness here with 3 runs under the belt. 10, 8, 11 and 9 for me in race 1.
So 10, 8, 11, 9 there in the first. Race number 2 is a class 3, which is over 1,415 metres. And the scratching is number 4, De Power. And with the market here, 8, Julianne's Wish is $2. 9, Gold Sky, $6. 7, Hot Scene, $7.50. And 5, Eltazam at $9.50.
8, 6, 7 and 9. I'm with the 8 here in Julianne's Wish. She's just absolutely flying, this 3-year-old filly. She's won 3 of her past 5. She was just in a class of her own at Grafton last start. She was outside the leader. She kicked away and she was fairly soft getting to the line. So 1,400 suits. She does drop 2 kilos. Important to see how she does parade, because she can get herself fairly worked up in the yard. The 6 in Rogue Missile, I was really taken with his first up run of the 1,100 behind Just Sizzling. He got a long way back, run off his legs early, but found the line strongly. So he'll appreciate the step up in distance, and he's got a solid second up record, placing the 3 from 5. The 7 in Hot Scene, she went to the mile for the first time last start in the Mother's Gift. She was only beaten the 2 lengths. Now she's won the 3 races, and 2 of them have been here at Coffs Harbour. And the 9 in Gold Sky, I probably prefers it right up on top of the ground, but he rolled along and led them up at Tamworth last night. I thought he'd done a good job in winning, so it looks a nice race for him here. 8, 6, 7 and 9 for me in race 2.
8, 6, 7, 9 there in the second over to the third sill. This is the Marley's Beach Shack Maiden over 1,012 metres. And the scratchings here, they're just the... In fact, there's just the 2 of them, 2 My Mate Mitch, 12 Temptations, and down the bottom, 16 Dramalo is out as well. Apologies, Priscilla, the computer's in here very, very slow today. I'm not sure what the story is. Your favourite, 6 Peachy's Dream, is at $3.80. 13 Texas Target is at $3.90. 5 Ocabelka Vallo is at $5. And 8 Dynasty Dye is at $8.
Tricky race, 11, 5, 6 and 13. I'm with the 11 here in Nullarbor. Now, she's only had the one run for the new yard. That was at Tamworth. It was a showcase meeting there. It was over 1,000 metres. She got back from the barrier and she was held up at the top of the straight. And then she raced in restricted room over the concluding stages. She was only beaten the 2.9 lengths. I'm sure she'll make nice improvement off that today. And she's drawn the inside. So I just thought from the gate, she should get a nice run in transit. The 5 in Ocabelka Vallo has only had the one run for the new yard. That was in the Big Maiden at Grafton. So get a little bit of a guide on that form in the first race here with Yarranup Flyer going around our favourite. This horse has just got a tricky barrier today, so we'll need a little bit of luck in the run home. 6 in Peachy's Dream. She's had a few chances to break a maiden, but she's been placed on 8 occasions. She gets no weight. She gets a good draw, and she holds a residual fitness here. And the 13 in Texas Target, I think the claim certainly helps. She'll only carry 52 today from a good barrier onto the home track. She's another one that's been knocking at the door to get the job done. 11, 5, 6 and 13 for me in race 3.
So 11, 5, 6, 13 there. The fourth event is the Coffs Coast Health Club Blink and Miss It Prelude. It's over 810 metres. The field of 12 here, there's nothing scratched. And in the first leg of the quaddie, number 11, Go Joyce Go is at $4. Fun Toy Boy is at $4.20. Four Penfold is $4.40. And Nine All About Charlie is $7.50.
These 800 metre races are very, very tricky. Plenty of speed on paper. 2, 4, 8, and 9. I'm with the two on top here in Gunnazar. Now, I've seen this horse on a number of occasions. Be out of form, get to Coffs Harbour Circuit, and he can just blow them away. Now, he finished third at Ballina two starts ago. That was behind Lucy Rose, only beaten the three lengths. And then he went to Hawkesbury last start. On thought on face value, he was disappointing in the run home. He was beaten about the five lengths, but that was over 1,000. Back to 800 suits, where he's been placed for 2 from 3 here on the home track. The four in Penfold, a little mare that was doing a good job last preparation. She went around in the Queen of the North. She was beaten a long way. They tipped her out. She's first up today. She's a winner on the track, and she's a winner fresh. So she gets no weight and a good draw. She won't be far from the speed here. The 8 in Odds Are Even. She's first up today. She's coming out of some very strong form races from last preparation. They've just taken the crossover noseband off her here. And the 9 in All About Charlie. She gets a home track advantage. She likes to get back and get home over the top of them over these short courses. So this race definitely looks to suit here. 2, 4, 8, and 9 for me in race 4.
So 2, 4, 8, 9 there. The fourth race 5 for the Sawtelle Hotel. It's the Daniel Baker Prelude over 1,215 metres. Scratchings are 1 Powerline, 10 Let's Rebel, 15 Typhoon Bonnie, and 16 San Marco. And the market here's got 2 Queen of Kingston, $4.40. 6 Dantka is at $4.60. 14 Saxophone is $5. And four tail event is $6.50.
I'm with Dengar here, 6, 11, 2 and 4. He was off a 6-week freshen up last start in the John Carlton Cup. He led them up. He really got no peace in front, and he was only beaten the 1.8 length. I thought looking at him in the yard, he had some improvement to come. I know he creeps up the 4 kilos, but he's been a good weight carrier in the past, and I just think that run will top him off for this. The 11 in Valbeater, I thought she was huge first up in the Warhope Sprint behind Patriot. She went to Tamworth at her next run and she just had no luck off a bad gate. She was only beaten the 4 lengths behind Starboy. I know she's had 3 attempts here at Coffs Harbour and she has been disappointing, but she should be at her peak fitness here third up. So I think she's a definite improver. The 2 in Queen of Kingston, she's got a big weight to carry today, but she's our deserving top weight because she's a classy mare. She was disappointing on the heavy track at the Sunshine Coast last start, so she's been freshened back to 1,200. She'll settle at the back of the field and be working to the line nicely. And the 4 in Tail Event, he just didn't run a strong 1,350 in town last start. I liked his run prior to that in the John Carlton Cup. He pays the penalty up 6.5 kilos, but I like the visors going on him today for the first time. 6, 11, 2, and 4 for me in race 5.
So 6, 11, 2, 4 there. Let's move to the feature. Race 6, the Sawtelle RSL Sawtelle Cup. It's due at 4:05. And over 1,515 metres. The scratchings here, 11 Gully Miss Sully and 16 Starfest. And with the market here, Sil, we've got 4 editors. The $4.60 favourite. Ahead of 5, Nissel Roy at $5. Next best would be 2 Cool Prince and 9 Archie Barbar. They're both at $8. And 7 Balius along with 14 Sawtelle are both at $9. The $4.60 favourite editors.
Now, I found this very tricky. I'm with the 2 here in Cool Prince. I just loved his run in the McLean Cup. He is on the 7-day backup, but he settled on speed. He certainly went to the line under a fight there and he was narrowly beaten right on the line. He's 1 for 1 at the mile. He's a winner on the track. He does creep up the 2 kilos, but he makes his own luck up on the speed, and he definitely should be fit enough now. The 4 in editors, I think he's well-weighted. He hasn't run for about 9 weeks. He's runner-up in the Gunnedah Cup at his most recent run. So just providing he's been kept up to the mark with that little bit of a freshen-up. The 5 in Nissel Roy, this horse is absolutely flying. He hasn't run for 6 weeks, but he's won 3 of his past 4, loves it here at Coffs. and the 4 in Sawtell. He's got a little bit of a tricky gate to overcome, but he'll appreciate no weight on the back, and I thought he worked the line nicely in the South Grafton Cup. This certainly looks an easier race for him here. 2, 4, 5, and 14.
So 2, 4, 5, and 14 there in the cup. And over to race 7, the last is for the Sawtell Golf Club. And we'll close the card with a class 1 over 1,012 metres. Scratchings are 2 Miss Power Bell, 6 Annie Ethel, 7 Same Again, 11 Charging Clear, and 15 Laura's Star. And the market sees 3 Tycoon Anna, $3.60. 1 Rioli is at $4.60, 5 Spirit of Cherokee, $4.80, 4 Dorset Coast is $6, and it's double figures the rest. Priscilla?
Yeah, I like Tycoon Anna here, 3, 9, 5 and 4. Look, this little filly's just absolutely flying this preparation. She's coming out of some very strong maidens. She broke a maiden here 2 runs ago over the 1,200. She showed quite good speed to settle outside the leader. The winning margin was half a length. And then she went to Grafton in a class 1. She led. She was only narrowly beaten. She's back to the 1,000 today. She's onto the home track and she's drawn the inside. A little filly that tries very hard. And I just think from the gate, she looks to get the nice run. And the 9 in Chaos Ball, I thought there was plenty of merit in his first up run. He didn't have the best of luck in the run home. He got back. He over-raced early. And then he was only beaten the 2.8 length. I think had he got clear running, he definitely would have finished closer. He gets no weight and he appreciates these short courses where they do go quickly. The 5 in Spirit of Cherokee, of course, has had a tendency to mix his form, but he was off a 5-week freshen up at Grafton last start. The leader hit the ground running, and this horse was held up on the back of a tiring runner. He got out late, so I thought his run was definitely better than it looks. Probably the query is with him back to the 1,000. I'd probably prefer him at the 1,200, but in saying that, he's racing well. And the 4 in Dorset Coast can definitely improve today. Failed on that very heavy track at Grafton last start. Gets the claim for Emily Atkinson, and he has been placed here previously. So third up, I expect him to beat his peak condition. 3, 9, 5, and 4 for me in race 7.
So 3, 9, 5, 4 there in the lucky last. And what did you make the best today, Sil?
Just made the one best bet today, Simon, and that is race 7, number 3, Tycoon Anna. I think she looks well placed from the barrier. As far as the quarter goes, we kick things off in race 4 today. I've gone with 3 selections, 2, 4, and 8. In the second leg, 6, 11, 2, and 4. In the third leg, 2, 4, 5, and 14. And in the last leg, 3, 9, and 5.
Thanks very much, Priscilla. Enjoy the afternoon. We'll take your thoughts and Gary's as well as the day unfolds.
Thank you. We're in for a good day, Simon.